quite a bit of research has been done about the effects of cannabis on the adolescent brain, but at the same time, not enough, simply because this type of research is very hard to do. And so the findings do suggest that there is an effect of marijuana on the adolescent brain, and that exposure to marijuana, the earlier the exposure is, and the more and the higher the amount of the exposure, the more likelihood of potential long-term consequences. But we don't know for sure, primarily the effect of cannabis on the brain, or is that those teenagers or children who choose to use cannabis earlier on are at higher risk for a multitude of different negative outcomes. One is the effect on cognition. The other is the effect of emotions. Another is an effect on psychosis. That's a very specific one. And the final one is the effect, a potential effect on addiction, both to marijuana and also to other substances. In all of these four domains, it seems that earlier use of cannabis and heavier use of cannabis puts people at risk to trouble in memory and learning, difficulty in concentration. Also, so that's the cognition domain, but then also potentially increasing the risk for psychosis, particularly in populations that are already at risk. And then also the emotional aspect, whereby that early it may actually make people more susceptible for depression and anxiety and increase suicidality. And the final thing is that thing about addiction, early exposure to cannabis may actually increase the likelihood for sort of addiction to both marijuana and other substances as well.